All right, hey folks, this is Jack Mize, and an Offline X Factors members only call. And on this interview, I am bringing on, I'd like to introduce you to Tricia Wunsch. She is an entrepreneur, small business owner, and exceptional teacher of many classes. And one of them, which happens to be an alcohol education program for minors here in Texas. How are you doing, Tricia?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
All right. I want to thank you very much for coming on to this call. And this is a little bit different for our members because this is a case study where we're actually talking to a real live client of the online landlording model for leasing sites. So I want to make sure and preface this that, you know, Tricia is a very busy small business owner. She doesn't really know, as smart as she is, she doesn't really know a whole lot about the internet marketing or the process of which her website gets marketed. So she won't really have any answers on that side for folks. So I just want to ask members to kind of respect her time and really appreciation for her coming on here to talk to us. So I guess in layman's terms, I'm just asking you that, but please don't bug her about questions about internet marketing because she's not going to have the answers, if that's the easy way to say it. So, Tricia, what I want to get across to these marketers, our members, is what kind of goes on, the psychology of a small business owner when they are approached with this model of leasing a website, and kind of talk about the benefits of leasing the website and kind of what it's done for your business and maybe your hesitations of marketing on the internet and what it's done for your business. So what I want to start with is you teach an alcohol education program here in Texas, and this is a court-ordered class. You know, that's one of the areas that I teach my students is to look for court-ordered classes because these are folks that really need to have their programs marketed because even though the court is ordering the classes, it's not the court or the government that actually puts on the classes. These classes are actually put on by private entrepreneurs that are in this for a profit. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so one of the classes you teach is alcohol education, and Tricia, we actually met through a traffic school class that I was doing some internet marketing for, and so she was telling about this alcohol education class for minors, and I actually started to do some research, so I put together a simple one-page website with a generic name that was associated to this particular niche that was a keyword, very keyword dense. And then we kind of started a conversation, and I was asking her how her students found her. So prior to doing any type of internet marketing, how are you finding the students for your business?
From the state website, a referral website.
Okay.
An official.
So the state would just list whatever schools there happen to be registered as a curriculum, as an approved curriculum for the alcohol education classes?
That's right.
Okay. And other than that, what type of marketing would you do to try to generate students?
I did try to go to the courthouses and leave my information at the area courthouses with the court clerks.
Okay, and try to kind of bribe them into to giving anybody that's looking for information to kind of direct them towards your class. So how is that working? What was your general? How many people did you generally have in a class at that time?
It was not working very well at all. In order for a class to make, the state requires we have at least 3 participants, and I was lucky to get 3 participants. A month.
So your classes, so you were at that point lucky to get three people into each one of your classes, 3 people to sign up for your classes.
That's correct.
Okay, and the state required the 3 people take the class and for you in order for you to hold the class. So if 2 people showed up and that was it, you would have to cancel the class?
That's right.
Okay, so we started this conversation about, you know, how did students find how did students find her, and that's what she brought up was, you know, pretty much she just registered with the state. She talked to the courthouses. And would you say that's probably how the majority of classes of your nature market themselves?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So most of them. Okay,
and
go ahead.
I had a phone number that was listed on the state website, and I would get a lot of people call me, but very little follow through.
Okay, so they're just calling, finding out about the course and whatnot, finding out. Yeah, that is an interesting story. You told me that you would get a lot of parents, calling for their kids, I guess protective parents or whatever, just asking about the class and taking up a lot of your time with a lot of unnecessary questions about it.
Yes, it was very frustrating because out of all of those phone calls and all the time that I spent, it generated very little business.
Okay, so, and then I asked you about, have you ever thought about marketing your services on the Internet? So how did you feel about Internet marketing at that time or marketing your services on the Internet? Had you thought about it at all during that time?
Yes, I had. I knew that in order for me to succeed with the alcohol education classes, it was imperative for me to get on the Internet, and yet I really didn't see a whole lot of hope for that.
And why didn't you see hope for that? What do you think were the biggest obstacles for you putting yourself on the Internet? Was it that you didn't know how to get on the Internet or who to talk to about getting on the Internet, or you thought it was cost prohibitive? Or
all three of those, yes.
Okay.
I thought it was cost prohibitive. I didn't know who to contact. I didn't know who to trust. And that's true.
So just give me a – what did you think? What was floating around in your head of what you thought you were going to have to spend to be able to get your business on the Internet?
I assumed thousands.
So thousands of dollars. That was kind of your preconceived notion of what it costs to put a site on the Internet. Now, with my business model – with me having the website built and the domain name and everything done, when I said, hey, how would you like to take the leads that I can generate off my one-page website, and it'll cost you $97 a month, what was your initial reaction to that?
I told you, sign me up. I was
okay.
Very excited. I was ecstatic.
And did you have any problems? Was there any resistance or anything when you thought, well, what would a one-page website do? Or you know, what about the design? What if I need it like this? Or was your main concern, I just need leads, I need more students?
My main concern was I need more students. And I felt confident when you described what you would be doing, I felt confident that it would be good.
Okay, and it wasn't going to cost you an arm and a leg to check it out, to try it.
That's right.
So let's look at the timeline. So from the time, so you were doing roughly three students, at least if the class would make, your average psych classes, what would you say they roughly were? Were they three students or four students per
when
class?
When I got lucky, five students.
Okay, so you're looking at three or five students per class. So once I put your phone number on my website and started driving leads to you and your information on there, then what happened to your classroom attendance?
That first month, I had 25 students.
So the first class after starting taking the leads off the Internet, you went from three to five students, and you had 25 students.
That's right.
Okay. So what was your thought with that? What, you know?
I was at that point sold. I was committed.
So you thought you made a good decision on that. So it was definitely a win-win proposition.
That's
so
right.
Have you gone back to doing three students since you've been on the Internet? What is your class size running? What are they running?
Anywhere from 10 to 25.
So 10 to 25. So you're definitely up there from tripling to, I don't even know what the word is, three to eight times your normal, what you were doing prior to coming on the internet. And I assume that that more than pays for your monthly leasing fee on that.
It absolutely does. It's become income that I can count on.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome. So now one of the things that we kind of tweaked a little bit, which was very valuable to you and high value to you, is because you didn't want to take all the calls from the parents, because the doting parents of these kids that got their tickets for being minors possessing alcohol became very time-consuming from you talking to them. So you asked if there was a way that you can have them sign up online.
That's right.
And prior to you thinking that signing up online, you know, you're thinking thousands of dollars for a website. What did you think about a website that people could actually pay online and register online? In your head, as just a typical small business person being, you know, in charge of, you know, you know what you do. You know the classroom. You know running a school. Did you think that was just going to be an overwhelming amount of money to have a website that would do that?
I did. Before you proposed this to me, I did.
Okay. And so what I want to tell offline X Factor members, yes, there's absolutely a way. You know, this same kind of functionality, I probably could charge, you know, upfront fees of, you know, several hundred dollars to even $1,000 up front to set it up. But that's not what we're going for with the online landlording model. You certainly could if you found a market. But really what we're doing is we're going after the businesses that the big guys are missing out on, or the big guys don't want to touch because they feel there's not enough income in there. But one thing that I've done is it's a win-win situation. Tricia has leads coming in on the internet. I have recurring income that I don't have to spend much time at all managing, and I also have a proven property that I could take and duplicate, because there's alcohol education classes in just about every city of Texas, every large city of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there? How many alcohol education classes do you think there are across the state?
Oh, they can look at the state website and find dozens.
Dozens. So right there's dozens of opportunities for me to duplicate what I've done for Tricia in other cities without reinventing the wheel. I know it works. And as far as taking the orders online, it was as simple as putting a PayPal button on her website so that when they clicked, and all she did was set up her PayPal account, and we set up a PayPal button, and they can go right on there and sign up, pay their tuition, and they're registered. And how many students or parents do you have to talk to now each month?
I really don't have to talk to anyone. Sometimes I will get a message, and I'll call the person back, but I spend almost no time at all talking to parents anymore.
So it really, not only has it's increased your revenue and your student load, but it's also cut down on the time that you've spent acquiring each one of these students.
That's right. On the phone number that's given on the website, on the state website, I leave a message referring the participants to the website that you have leased to me, and they get all their information from that website, and they can sign up and everything.
Okay, well, so actually you use the state website just to funnel leads also just to the sign-up page. So do you think there's any problem or drawback to having a one-page website versus a big bloated, brochure site with all these pages about us, or do you think you actually benefit from the fact that people get to see everything on one page, who you are, where you are, when your classes are, and how to sign up all there on one page?
I have benefited greatly from having everything, all the information on one page. Very simple. Everything is explained right there.
Okay. So this is what I really want to try to get across to members is it's not a us against them mentality. You know, Tricia's been kind enough to come on and kind of give you some insight as to what a client, what's going on in a client's mind. Your main focus is running your business. Your main focus is looking at your bottom line. It's to generate customers and generate leads. How much interest, knowledge, or time do you have in wanting to understand how this internet thing works and how the leads are coming in versus just paying your monthly rent on it and letting it work?
I have absolutely no interest in getting into the website aspect of it.
Yeah, so you just simply, you bottom line is you want leads.
That's
and
right.
If the website, if that's what it does, and it pays for itself, then it works. So did so what do you think, if there are any hesitations that you had when you were presented this? I mean, what were some of the obstacles? Because I want to try to break through any obstacles that some of these consultants might have, that a small business have. What do you think would be the hesitations or the reluctance to participate in something like this, especially with these alcohol education classes? They're not high-ticket classes. It's not like something that's, you know, you're selling a car or house, which is generating thousands of dollars per customer. But you look for volume, obviously, to make your business work. So, you know, if you had any hesitation about going online, you know, what were your concerns or what was your resistance? And forget about if it was me. What if it was just somebody that approached you and said, here's what I do. I have a website that generates leads for your type of business. Would you be interested in leasing this site and taking all the leads that come in? If you could help us out and give us what would go across your mind as any kind of resistance or reluctance to that.
I was concerned that I would have to spend some of my time on the website, monitoring what was on there, updating, that I would have to be much more involved in the existence of my PayPal button. I was concerned about the integrity of my business in someone else's hands.
Okay.
Trust, in other words.
Okay. And so once you saw the site, and it's by no stretch a big, elaborate, fancy site, but it's simple, it's one page, it gives the compelling message, it lets people know that you are offering the class, and it knows where it is, how much it is, what days the class is, and all the pertinent information. Were you satisfied initially with the site and what it looked like, or was it something that didn't even cross your mind? You know, was it incidental, like, oh, yes, it doesn't look terrible, let's see if it works?
It was eye-popping. It really, I showed it to a number of friends, and they felt it looked beautiful.
Oh, okay.
It was a very attractive site, and everything was on. All the information, and I really didn't expect it to be as thorough as it was. All the information was on that page.
Okay, so you didn't have any hesitation that a simple one-page website would be sufficient for your business, and as long as it brought in the leads, you didn't really care as long as it didn't look terrible and it worked.
That's true.
All right. Well, Tricia, I want to thank you so much for coming on here and giving your insights to this. And another thing is, would you have any hesitation to recommend what my service is to another business? And I think you actually have. So
yeah, I was going to say I actually have. Yes.
Yeah. So it's once you have something that's successful, you have no problem telling others about it.
Not at all.
So that's another thing I want to get across is, you know, I do very little marketing for my own business. It's through my own clients like Tricia that you know, are happy with their service and they go out and tell others. So I know I've gotten other work doing these same lease sites for $100 a month, one-page websites just from referrals from her, and I want to thank you for that as well. Is there anything that else that I may have missed that that you would you'd like to let people know that are trying to provide this service to a small business?
I think you've covered it, Jack. I think you've covered it.
Okay. Well, very good.
I felt very satisfied. It's brought in a lot of business, and that's really the most important thing to me. It's a nice looking website that's brought in a lot of business.
That's really the bottom line, and that's what almost every small business is concerned with: is will it bring in the business? So, Tricia, I want to thank you again very much for coming on and sharing this with these consultants, and they're making this part of their business, and I can assure you it's given them great insight and some confidence in approaching small businesses for this type of service. So, once again, thank you very much. Good luck in your business, and as always, the referrals are appreciated.
Well, you're welcome, and it's been my pleasure.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.